This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Aaron, we got a great topic today. It's kind of fitting that we're going to speak a little bit about the separator. How do you become a top 200 player in your sport? And most importantly, how do you get to that final, like 36? That's a separator, getting down to that final group of the best players and having the chance to be one of those players that moves on to being a finalist at a major event that helps you represent, whether it's the USA national team or you're becoming a perfect game guy at an elite level. But how do you get to be into that elite status of that from a 200 pool of players down to the top 36?
No, it's interesting and it's timely. I know you're doing a lot of things with USA Baseball and one of the coaches, and you're in that selection process, that qualifying process of athletes. And I think that people don't quite understand the process. And I think a lot of athletes are under the impression that if they get an invite, that they're at that level. But there's also a stratifying of athletes within that, you know, so you might be invited as a top 200,
right?
But there's also going to be levels within that 200, and you know, how do you navigate to getting up to that, you know, that top 30% that now is in that prime selection pool? And I think this conversation will hopefully shed some light on how you can do that as an athlete and how you should be able to do that. Because again, I think there's a false sense of, hey, well, I got an invite, so they're seeing me. And I don't think people realize that 200, especially that bottom 70%, that last 170, that 200, that number probably changes every year, yeah, you know? So there's a select few that are always in, you know, always being seen, but you can maybe speak to this better, but I'm sure that bottom portion rotates, you know, there's a lot of churn in there. So you might be in that top 200 this year, doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be in that top 200 next year, which means, you know, you're only at a certain point.
Boy, you couldn't have said that any better. It's true that that percentage there you said of that 200, you got that, that's always changing, that 70%, and even when you get here, you know, I'm back here in North Carolina, that 200, like you said, could change, and those top players, or those I'm going to call them those 36, you know, that can change too. It's interesting, and your development and your management system when you leave here needs to be really solid going forward, especially in the next, especially when you get back. And you get back from an event like that, you need to really just kind of say, okay, how do I get better? What are some of the things that I saw and other players that I wasn't doing that were in that top 36? And how do I become that? And what is my plan? I think that's the number one thing is, you know, evaluate.
Right.
Come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to organize your plan. Get around the right people that can assist you and help you meet your goals. And be realistic about, you know, what you're trying to accomplish also. And then move forward and just put your head down and grind it out. You know, don't deviate and say, I got to go over here and play, or I've got to go over there and do this. That's not your goal. Your goal should be, hey, how do I become better and get to this next opportunity in the year instead of just doing what everybody else does? And I heard this, but this week should have been a wake-up call for, you know, all the players to say, hey, this is what I need to do. My plan was good, but there is a better plan out there for me to grow as a player. And I tell the players, I tell the parents out there that are listening to us, is that that needs to be done, you know, very objectively, and be honest with yourself about what happens. Because, you know, one thing, Aaron, numbers are powerful. If you get numbers, you get some sort of valuation. That's you know, that evaluation, those numbers are a powerful tool that move you forward in your next step to get better.
Right. Well, I like what you said. And I guess since you're in the mix and seeing this stuff real time, I also think, and you just talked about in a general sense, what, you know, some of these responses, what the response should be. But what are some of the responses you're seeing coming from parents and from athletes? Because we've talked about this before. I remember you mentioning a story about a parent seeing that, hey, maybe my kid isn't as good as I thought
right.
he was, or a parent that says, well, you know what? These coaches don't know what they're talking about, so we're just going to try another, you know? Or now we're going to jump ship and shop another organization. You know, right. So to me, I think those are two real responses, but yes. Now, you know, those aren't the appropriate responses. And you know, and so where do they go from there? What do you say to those parents that are responding like that and other ways? Or maybe there's the parent who's thinking, okay, well, we've made it, you know? Well, not necessarily. At the age of 12,
you haven't made
like it. I said, I think there's going to be churn. And that churn, in other words, that turnover can happen every year, especially at those younger ages. Maybe when you start get to 17, 18, that you're not going to have as high a churn. But
right.
There's a whole lot of development happening at 11, 12, 13, 14. And so I think that whole landscape, in essence, can change. And that's actually good news because it provides a window of opportunity for those kids who want to work, like you said, who want to get organized, right. want to get managed properly, to now navigate themselves up into that upper echelon of athlete.
And, you know, Aaron, you could have said any better, but I think importantly is that the parents that you describe are all the parents that we do see here. It's like, okay, the first parent that, hey, maybe my son is not that good, or, you know, maybe I thought he was that good. And then they get here and they go, wow, we have a lot of work to do. And that parent right there, it should say, we have a lot of work to do. And how committed is my son towards his work? Mm-hmm. And let's move forward. Because there has to be a commitment on the player's part where the player goes up to the parent, and parents be aware of this.
Right.
Your player should come up to you and say, hey, you know, may I should go talk to one of the evaluators? May I should go talk to my coach? Maybe my coach can go talk to one of the guys on the task force and find out what things I really need to improve on.
Right.
You know, I think every player should do that when they're here. They have the resources here. Why not take advantage of it? That's one thing. You got the other parent that says, hey, listen, I want to take my balls and my batting gloves and everything and go over here because they didn't evaluate my son right. You know, didn't do that. You know, not what I'm
going to take my ball and go play someplace else.
Exactly. Where somebody's going to tell me what I want to hear.
Right, right.
And what I tell that parent is, you know, you had many people, over 8 to 10 to 12 people, mm-hmm. give you feedback. And that feedback is honest feedback, you know, right. because none of these people have any skin in the game. That means we were not vested on one player or another player, but we're trying to give you honest evaluation in the process to help your kids. So the one thing I have to tell that parent is, please, you know, listen to the advice and be open. And sometimes it's hard to hear these things about your kid. We understand that, but this information is powerful and it can help you get to the next spot because you've got to be pretty close. They didn't say you're bad. They right. just said, hey, maybe these are some things you need to do to improve. So that parent needs to be open. To all the parents that maybe they had kids that were selected or got to this kind of like final group or whatever you want to call it, you need to continue to grow because there's that group behind you that's going to be pushing you. And then right. there's a whole another group out there that may not be here.
Mm-hmm.
You're a player. Exactly. Maybe a player is sick. Maybe that player didn't know. Now all of a sudden you throw that player in the group, and if you haven't improved, maybe you get out of that group of 36, and why did I get out of that group of 36? You still have to work. I tell that parent, you still have to work, continue to have the proper management, continue to grow as a player, make sure you're moving forward in the process where you can get to the next field, because the field's gonna get bigger, you see? Right. And you keep on trying to get better. And I always like to say, you know, it's great to get bigger, but you got to keep your athleticism. You got to get faster, and you got to keep on growing mentally. And I think that is kind of the separator, is that you mentally, you have to get stronger as you move forward in the process. And as you get older, your mental game has to be really sharp, because you're going to fail more. Because the player pool gets better, the competition gets better, and there's more failure than there is success in this game a little bit. So your mental game has to be really, really sharp and precise, and you believe in yourself. And that's what that top 36 player there, they need to understand that too.
That's important that you said something. I want to repeat it. Is you said that you actually, as you get better, there's more failure, you know, and that's true, especially in baseball.
Right.
Actually, you know, as you get to those higher levels, it's not going to be so easy to hit 600, you know,
right.
and hit home runs, because again, if you look at Major League Baseball players, successful hitters are what, 275, 280, 300.
That's pretty darn good. At that level, that's really darn good.
So yeah, I think that's very important that they understand that they got to be ready for that. They got to mentally be ready for that. Another thing that you mentioned too, and I kind of want to clarify for everyone, you hear both me and EJ always talk about, use the term management. And what we mean by management is not, you know, having an agent or an advisor or somebody like that. But really what we're talking about is having somebody or a team in place that's managing your process, that's putting things together so that you are on the right trajectory. So I really want people to understand that it's not kind of, you know, hey, I got a manager, but it's just people who understand the process and who are helping you put those things in place so that your process works.
Aaron, and I can't reiterate that enough, that's a lack in our industry with athletes. It's, they don't have the right management, you know, system put in place to where they can grow. They, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I was good here and that's good enough. And that theory is, for me, out the door. That's something that's just, it's not viable now. There are too many competitive young athletes ready to sacrifice and do the things they need to do to get to the next level. And that has everything to do with a management team that allows them to have skin in the game, number one, because we want that athlete, Aaron, to be engaged in their journey. It's not like, oh, you and I just say, go do this, do that. No, we want feedback from the athlete where they have vested interest in their development as a person also. And that's one thing about parents out there, about your management team, is that the athletes in this with your management team, that's why it's called a team. You know, it's not just people just saying, hey, listen, go do that, you're good, and then you don't have an opinion about it, or you don't have a, you know, a word about it. You should. There needs to be constant communication with everyone.
Excellent. I don't know. I have nothing more to add.
I think that's it, Aaron. We talked about this. It's really important how to get to that top 36 out there and move forward in that process. So, again, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.